throughout the course of the season. It's going to happen. That's the name of the game. It's not if you get hurt, it's when you get hurt, right? So dealing with, you know, whether we have new guys or, you know, we got to get them moving around a little bit today. That was good to see. So jury's still out. And again, we rock with who we got. We do a good job in our offensive unit meetings and getting guys ready to go. So whatever the case is, we'll be prepared.
Good idea or bad idea to admit that I had to ask Zach who that was when that clip started playing.
Maybe you should have taken the day off.
It didn't sound...
So worried when you were pausing there. I don't know.
It sounded like a hockey player to me. I didn't... But when you said it, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course that's Josh.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, did that sound like Josh right away to you? Yeah. Maybe I'm just slowly dying today, and I don't know it.
Maybe you have
tinnitus. How would you know it?
How would you know?
Yeah, right.
Until it happens,
and
how would you know?
We are all slowly dying.
Really
slowly, I suppose. I'm definitely on the back of the hill.
You're in the back nine.
Yeah.
Right around 12.
Well, thank you for that.
A
lot of golf left, people.
A lot of golf left. And at 12, usually you're like, okay, if I don't turn it around now, this is going to be an ugly round. I do not want to post that 90. If something doesn't change on 12, I'm probably just going to drink a couple more beers.
Yeah. All right. Good to have you with us here on this Thursday. I am the Bulldog, and Nate Geary is in here for Mike Shope. A couple of days here. Mike's taking the back end of this week off. I'll also be solo on postgame on Sunday. So, you know, I mean, get ready with all your prank calls. I just love that. That'd be great. And Zach's off Sunday, too. So it'll be like, just have at it. I'm inviting you now. Come on in. Please don't. Please don't do that.
That's an awfully, awfully brave thing you just did, but.
Sorry, nobody.
I wouldn't have recommended it.
It's sort of like you don't know that people don't really comprehend sarcasm.
Oh no, I fully comprehend that.
No, okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
803-0550 is the number. Mike is first up this segment. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Two things. One, with all the injuries going on at the receiver position, would you guys be for MVS coming back? Since he knew the system, I know it didn't really work out at first or whatever, but he's out there. You know, you don't have to, you know, train him much. Secondly, why do you think it is, like, whether it was with Mike Edwards or Leonard Fournette or Puna Ford or MBS and, you know, Curtis Samuel, why is it when these players come here, they excel other places, but for some reason here, they don't excel or, like, they're not given a chance to. And, you know, obviously they get frustrated and, you know, they want to leave and they go someplace else, but, like, we've seen this, you know, for the past couple seasons now. These good veterans who are, like, good players, you know, and they don't get a jersey on game day. Why even bother signing them, you know? I never understood that.
Okay, thank you. I think you might be overestimating the quality of those players. Mike Edwards started games for the Chiefs in the playoffs because of injury.
He was a backup.
He was thought to be someone who would be starting here. I don't know. To me, there's nothing weird going on there. I think he got hurt and just couldn't win a job and couldn't beat out the guys in front of him, and that's easy. I don't know. Puna Ford, I was excited about Puna Ford.
Me too.
I thought it was like exactly the right kind of guy they needed, and I don't know. Maybe he just found the cliff when he got here.
He's played well this year.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't
Fournette,
a fit. I don't know.
Fournette's out of the league.
Yeah, and MVS, by the way, is not just out there. He's on the New Orleans Saints active roster.
And he has not been the same. He's not the same player that he was in Green Bay.
He's almost never been good.
He was okay that one year in Green Bay as like the deep threat.
Right.
With Devontae Adams and like other good players on an offense. Yeah.
If he were still available with the injuries they have, I'd be with the caller on the thought process. Like he was here, it was kind of a numbers game. They traded for Amari Cooper. Okay, well you're the odd man out. Well, you got a couple guys hurt. Maybe bring a guy like that back in. But again, he's on the active roster.
He's not poachable.
Not even practice squad, and they've got injuries all over the place there, most notably Chris Olave. So he's in line to probably play a lot of maybe more snaps than he's played in a while for New Orleans now. So, solid idea. Maybe not everybody knows that he got picked up by the Saints. And if he were out there, I would think that would be a decent enough idea. But to me, he's not a meter mover in any way, really. I wasn't even super excited when they signed him in the first place. It's kind of like, we're trying to piece together our receiving core, and we're signing the kind of guys that when other teams sign them, I go, oh yeah, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not a big deal. We talked a lot with Sal about the running back thing, like the way that, you know, snaps are being meted out there. Did you know that Davis was outpacing Johnson touch-wise
yes.
as aggressively as he is?
Yeah.
Because I honestly didn't until I looked at the sheet. Because, I look every Monday at the snap counts and the percentages. And then,
when he's in the game, it's because they want to give him the ball.
Yeah, right. Whereas Johnson, I think, is more like, you know, again, pass pro, that kind of thing. And, Davis has been real, real nice. I like how he runs. I like Sal has pointed this out, like he, falling forward. I feel like if there's one thing about Cook that really drives me nuts, pay it. I don't want this to be like the thing, like a caller calls. It seems like every time. Cook, I feel like, frequently leaves me like a half a yard short of a first down.
Hmm.
Like he just goes down just the littlest bit too soon. Like, and Davis is kind of the opposite of that. I think Davis gets like the extra a little bit often enough.
I also maybe want to point out on Davis why he's got more touches. He did get a majority of the touches in the one game that Cook was out. So that I wonder if you removed that game, would it be similar?
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Yeah. Well, what do you think about this like falling? I just feel like Davis has got that. He's got that nose for the line type of thing. Recognizing he did get stopped at like the half-yard line twice against the Jets. So, you know, I'm talking about first downs, not touchdowns, but I know it's the same concept. But and I like Cook just fine, but I feel like Davis, there's just a little something there that I want to see more of, I think.
I think he's been better at it this year, to be honest. Cook falling forward a little bit. He's brought a more physical touch to his game than he's had in years past. They're asking him to run between the tackles. And I think if you ask Brandon Bean, I mean, I think I know the answer to the question because he like had to go back on the podium draft day to be like, hey, just by the way, when I was talking about James Cook, like he could do more than catch the ball. But like he kind of in the post draft I was hosting, he was like, yeah, you know, we kind of see him as like a third down back, a guy that's going to really help you out of the backfield when they were weirdly obsessed with running backs that could catch out of the backfield for like 2 years. If you told Brandon Bean today James Cook is the player that he was right now and how they're using him, I think that he would have been surprised.
Right. He called him a sub back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Right.
They were kind of, they brought him in the same time they did the weird Nyheim Hines thing and like, mm-hmm. we're bringing in these backs that were like exclusive pass catchers because I think Ken Dorsey was like into that.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That draft was on the heels of them getting jilted by the guy from Washington. McKinnon, was it? No.
Yes, that was the year. Yes, they wanted McKinnon. He ended up, no, not McKinnon.
McKissick.
Who's out of the league now. Yeah, so is Nyheim Hines in the league? I don't know. These guys, they really liked him.
Right.
They were going to pay him money. They're not around like 3 years later. Yeah. That was that offseason. They wanted McKissick, and he ended up going back, and they like traded for Nyheim Hines, and then he returned two kicks for a touchdown and then broke his leg on a jet ski.
I guess that is exactly how that happened.
That's the story. There's no disputing that.
The jet ski accident wasn't right after the touchdowns, but
no, it was close after.
Patrick is next. Did not need to be clarified. Patrick is next up here on WGR. Hi, Patrick. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen. I was curious if you guys thought Cook actually played some wide receiver in college. I was wondering if there was any chance of maybe putting him at wide receiver, you know, just for the injury situation that we're in, and then having Ray Davis, you know, start as a running back.
I would say there's no chance of that. I think they'll use Cook in the pass game, and sometimes that means he gets split out, but like making him into a receiver, like a boundary receiver or something, and that's who they're
down.
They'll
just bring up Tyrell Shavers.
That's who they're potentially down is Coleman and Cooper. So you're not even talking about slot. To me, no. I think they value their running game as it's currently constituted, too much to do that. And I also don't think you're going to make a receiver out of James Cook, even, you know, in a break glass in case of emergency. But they've got guys they can dress. You get into a game and everybody goes down, that's another thing. But I think as a plan, I'd say no chance.
I think if they're down two receivers, I think it'll be Virgil, and I think Deion Kane has a decent shot. They liked him. He looked good in their last preseason game. They brought him on late in training camp. They signed him back to the practice squad, I think, 2 weeks ago. Wouldn't shock me at all if he's a guy that they put out there.
Right. They brought him in when they released the kicker, I think. The spare kicker.
Yes. They had an extra practice squad spot.
Went to the curb, and that's where Deion Kane ended up. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. We'll take a timeout here. Nate Geary's in for Mike. I am the Bulldog, and you are listening to WGR.